हरे कृष्णा। टुडे इज़ वेरी वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे ऑफ लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ रथ यात्रा, सो वी विल ट्राई टू डिस्कस द ग्लोरीज ऑफ लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ। जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथगामी, नयन पथगामी भवतु मे। जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथगामी, नयन पथगामी भवतु मे। जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथगामी, नयन पथगामी भवतु मे। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकयं सक्षुरन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिनं। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवै गौरवाणी प्रचारिणीं निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पशातदेश तारिणीं। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्या नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांकी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभान सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। जगन्नाथ इज अ ओशन ऑफ मर्सी, इज ओशन ऑफ मर्सी एंड ईज ऑलवेज इन द मूड ऑफ वेरी वेरी जॉयफुलनेस एंड ईज इंटॉक्सिकेटेड एंड जगन्नाथ पुरी इज देयर इन वर्षा। When we go to Jagannath Puri, it is not very strict rules and regulation. The Lord reciprocate with the devotees as He likes, and He is always very, very merciful. He is a ocean of mercy. Jagannath is non-different from Krishna. Baladev is a Balramji, and Subhadra, and Sudarshana. These are the four deities are there in Jagannath Puri. Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, and Sudarshana. This is a pastime. Jagannath pastime is unlimited pastime is there. Even still in Jagannath Puri, so many wonderful pastime is going on. The Lord is so merciful and He comes out of the temple. Many people, they don't go inside the temple to see the Lord. So the Lord is so merciful and He is come out of the temple to give a darshan to those people who don't come inside the temple. There's a temple, foreigners are not allowed. So many people during the Jagannath Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri, and crores of people, they come to Jagannath Puri to witness and pull the chariot of Jagannath. One who hear the pastime of Lord Jagannath, one who darshan the Lord, when the Lord is situated in the Rath, and one who pulls the Rath, one who take Mahaprasadam of the Jagannath, and definitely they will go back to the spiritual world. So this is a pastime. The Lord Jagannath, you know, He is an unusual shape, and He is not like a Krishna's form. Krishna is having a hand and feet, but the Lord Jagannath, He is not the original shape, like unusual shape. The Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, if you go, and his eyes are very, very big and no hands, and you know, it is a very, very unusual shape. This is a pastime how Jagannath become like this way. There is a very nice pastime. And King Indradumna, he sent all the people in the forest to find out the Supreme Lord in Neel Madhav. After that, you know, it is a very, very the long pastime. So we'll try to discuss in a very short way. So there is a very big pastime. Then after that, they found the wood. This wood, actually, these deities are made in a wood. It is called Daru Brahma. So So this is a wood is not ordinary wood, it is a very very auspicious wood. If you they will find the wood such a way, there will be auspicious symbols. There should be a sangha, chakra, gada, padma, and so many auspicious symbols will be there in this wood. Only those particular wood they will select for making Lord Jagannath deities. So they found this day the wood, then Vishwakarma, the architect, the demigod's architect, and he appeared in the form of an old man. And old man he appeared and he said that I will carve the deity. Then he put one condition: I will carve for 21 days, but no one should open the door. He will go on the Vishwakarma. He will go inside the room and he will close the room and he will make the deity. So he gave the condition to the King Indradumna, nobody should open the door until 21 days. So King Indradumna also, he agreed, okay, go ahead. So Vishwakarma, he was actually making Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. So after some time, and King, he did not hear any sound. He did not hear any sound from the Vishwakarma, and he is a very very old man. And King become very very surprised. Oh, what happened? What happened? Maybe he died, because he is an old man. Maybe he died inside, and no sound is coming nowadays. So King become very very curious, and he went there and opened. As soon as he opened, and he could not see any Vishwakarma. Vishwakarma, he disappeared from that, but because he is not ordinary man, he is not an old man, he is actually a demigod. So immediately, and he disappeared, and then King Indradumna, he saw the very beautiful form of the Supreme Personality of God, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, he joy. But actually it is unfinished form, it is unfinished, and there is no hand, and there is no leg. Then King Indradumna become very very upset. Oh my God, I have committed a very great offense. How I opened this door? I am a very very foolish man. And so in this way he was he thought that he offended, and he is feeling very very sad in his heart. So the day he went there, and he was actually sleeping. While sleeping, Lord Jagannath, he came in this dream, and he assured that, you know, King Indradumna, you don't worry about this. This is my part of the Leela. This is my part of the Leela. So I will be give darshan in this form only, because you don't worry, because there is no hand. Without the Supreme Lord, he is capable to do anything. In अंगाणि यस्य सकलेन्द्रिय वृत्तिमन्ति पश्यन्ति पान्ति कलयन्ति शिरं जगन्तिम् आनन्दचिन्मय सदुज्ज्वल विग्रहस्य गोविन्दमादिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि. When we are offering a photo of the deities of the Lord, the Brahma Samhita, it is explained that अंगाणि यस्य सकलेन्द्रिय वृत्तिमन्ति, Supreme Lord eat by the eyes. If somebody hear this one, they will think that it is a crazy. Because the Lord can do anything from the hand, he can walk. By the eyes, he can eat. By the ear, he can drink. From all the senses can perform all the activities. Because he is a creator, he is a supreme, he can do anything. So Lord Jagannath says, you don't worry, without hand I can eat, without leg I can walk. So in this way, and Lord Jagannath promised to Indradumna, and Indradumna become very very happy. Then in Jagannath Puri, and then they installed the deity by Lord Brahma himself, he installed the deities. So this is the one reason, the external reason for why Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra become the unusual shape. Then there is another pastime which is explained by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is mentioned in the Skanda Puran, Utkala Kanta. One day Krishna, Balram and Subhadra, they all went to Kurukshetra, because the eclipse was there, and Kurukshetra is a very auspicious place, is there. They went there on the day of eclipse. So while going there, and Krishna left from the Vrindavan, and the gopis in Vrindavan, they were actually feeling so much of separation from Krishna. So knowing that today is an eclipse day, definitely Krishna, Balram and Subhadra, everyone will go to the Kurukshetra. So thinking that, and Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda and all the gopis in Vrindavan, they reach to Kurukshetra. So after reaching the Kurukshetra, all the queens in Vrindavan, all the queens of Krishna, they become very, very surprised. They are very, very surprised about the devotion of the gopis. The devotion towards Krishna is so pure, so pure. And they actually very, very, always they think about, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Satatam Kirtayanto Maam. That gopis in Vrindavan, the devotees of the Vrindavan, they think about the Supreme Lord 24/7. So the queens of Vrindavan, they actually become surprised how Krishna is always remember. Krishna, if somebody is thinking about Krishna 24/7, then Krishna will become very, very mad for that people. If somebody, the pure devotee Krishna, the devotees will think about Krishna and Krishna will think about the devotee. So that is a very wonderful reciprocation of the Supreme Lord. So the queens of Vrindavan asking to Mother Rohini, can you please tell the pastimes of Vrindavan? How, why Krishna always say Radhe, 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 Gopi, Gopi, Gopi? Krishna always, you know, he talk about the Vrindavan, he talk about the Radharani, he talk about always, you know, meditate upon them. So, can you please tell the pastimes of Vrindavan? So, in this way, all the Rukmani, Satyabhama and all the queens in Vrindavan, they ask, they requested Rohini Mata to speak about the pastimes of Vrindavan. Then immediately Rohini agreed that, okay, fine, no problem, I will explain the pastime of the Krishna in Vrindavan pastime. But only one condition, Krishna Balram should not hear. If they hear, they will become mad. They will go to Vrindavan, they will become very, very mad. So in this way, they closed the door and Rohini started explaining the pastimes of Vrindavan to all the queens in Dwaraka. And then they actually made Subhadra Mayi, the sister of Krishna, to stay in the door. If Krishna Balram comes, you don't allow inside, because if they hear, they will become crazy, they will become very, very mad. So in this way, Subhadra was standing outside and she was hearing the pastime, and inside Rohini Mata, she was actually explaining the pastimes of Vrindavan to all the queens in Dwaraka. So by the time when Rohini was explaining the glories of Krishna in the pastimes of Vrindavan, and Krishna and Balram, they reached. Krishna Balram and reached, and Subhadra, she is actually very, 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 very interestingly, blissfully, she was hearing the pastime and she did not notice Krishna and Balram. So Krishna and Balram also, one side Krishna and another side Balram, and they were also actually started hearing the narration of the Vrindavan pastime. As soon as they hear the pastime, they become totally intoxicated. It is mentioned in the Prema Bhakti in Bhava, sometime the hands will shrink and sometime it will extend also, sometime it will go inside also, the hairs will stand on the head in the end, and then tears will flow in the ecstasy. So in this way, and Krishna Balram, as soon as they hear the pastimes of Vrindavan, they become totally intoxicated, and then their eye become very, very big, then ear become very, very big, and the hand went inside and the leg went inside. So in this way, and then they were actually, the aesthetic symptoms start manifesting in Krishna and Balram. Then Subhadra Mayi saw that Krishna and Balram, then she also became intoxicated and her form also changed. Then at the time, Narayana Narayana Jaya Jaya Govinda Hare, Narayana Narayana Jaya Jaya Gopala Hare. The great personality Narada Muni reaches there. After reaching there, Adbhutam, he started jumping and dancing in ecstasy. And then he said, Oh Prabhu, this your form of this is so wonderful. Then Narada Muni requested Krishna, Balram, Subhadra, you kindly manifest this form This farm, because this farm, you are in a joyful condition. You are very, very joyful. You are very, very merciful in this farm. So you kindly manifest in this farm, so that whoever see this farm, whoever hear about your glories, they will get liberated. So the Supreme Lord is a Swarat. He is a Swarat. You know, he is not at all. He is not obligation to hear anybody's request. So he is a fully completely independent. He is a Swarat, but still he is a Bhakta Vakshala. If some devotee is request, and Krishna will become, they will definitely, the Supreme Lord will agree. So in this way, Krishna, Balram and Subhadra, they have agreed the request of Narada Muni. Then they appeared in the form of the Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. So this is the one reason, and Lord, the Indradyumna, while he is and then the Vishwakarma is making the deity, and he opened the temple, the Lord looked like a unfinished form. So that is the external reason, and this is the internal reason. So the pulling of the Jagannath Radhayatra is so glorious, so glorious. When you go to Jagannath Puri today, and the crores and people are, so many people will come there and pull the chariot. So here in Jagannath Puri, if you see, there is the main temple is there. That is like a Dwaraka. It is a full of opulences. Like a Krishna lived in Dwaraka, it is a full of opulences. He is having a full of opulence and lived with a queens. Then that is the main temple of Jagannath is like a Dwaraka. And then there is a another temple called Gundicha. This Gundicha temple is considered like a Vrindavan. When the gopis in Vrindavan, this are Jagannath Radhyatra, means these gopis of Vrindavan, they are actually pulling this rath. They are pulling this rath, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, from Dwaraka to Vrindavan. So this is the mood, and this is the reason from this particular day, the devotees, they will pull the rath from the main temple to Gundicha temple. So this is like a pulling the gopis of Vrindavan, they are pulling a chariot from Dwaraka to Vrindavan. So this this particular rath, every year they make. It is not like that, they make a rath, then they keep it for several thousands of years. It is not like that. It is a very huge rath they make every year. There are particular set of people are there. They will be making this rath. If you see the rath in online, at least, it will be very, very huge. It is a very, very big rath. Every year they make this very, very wonderful rath. And Mahaprabhu used to dance like a madman when Jagannath Radhayatra is going on. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he along with the devotees, and he do kirtan, sankirtan, and he mad like a madman, he actually dances there. And even still, if you see in Puri, the king of the Puri, he will come and he will sweep in front of the Lord Jagannath. He will take the sweeper and he will sweep in the road before the procession start, Jagannath Radhayatra. Then there is another wonderful pastime of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he prayed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, "Oh my dear Lord, you please give me a son who will make the entire world as a Krishna conscious." So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is the guru for Srila Prabhupada, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he prayed to the Supreme Lord. To reciprocate that, the Lord blessed him with a son. Then when Jagannath Radhayatra was going on, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is actually a magistrate those days. So he and his wife, Bhakti Vinod Thakur's wife, and he brought Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he placed the small child in the chariot of Jagannath. So as soon as this child is kept on the chariot of Lord Jagannath, and immediately the Lord reciprocated, and the garland fall on the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and immediately he declared that this boy will make a revolutionary. He is not an ordinary boy, and he will preach the Krishna consciousness all over the world. Then later part, if you see, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he instructed Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and you go and preach the Krishna conscious message to all over the world. By taking this one instruction of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada went all around the world to preach the Krishna conscious movement. Then there is another wonderful pastime. One devotee, he is a devotee of Lord Ganpati, and he never go to any temple to see, because he love Lord Ganpati so much and he don't want to see any other form. So then somehow they brought this man to Lord Jagannath temple, and he actually he don't want to see Lord Jagannath. He don't want to see Lord Jagannath. Then somehow he came inside the temple, and by his surprise, and he saw that, you know, the Lord Jagannath, he is actually given the darshan, given shown the form of Ganpati. Because Krishna, all and Devi, Devatas, everybody is a part of Krishna, part and parcel of the Krishna. Krishna can show anything. So he said that, you know, the Ganpati form also shown to this man, and he become very, very happy. If you go to the Jagannath Puri temple, they will be keep on offering a food. This temple is called the food, the Boha. They will be keep on offering. And the Lord will take prasad, and just he will wash the hand, then another prasad and another offering will come. They will even still, now also they will cook in only mud pot. They don't use any other things, only mud pot they use. And then there are many other wonderful pastime is there, how they cook and all those things are very, very nice, elaborate pastime is there. Only this temple in the world, the Utsava Murti, the main deity itself, come out to give a darshan. No other temple in the world, the Utsava Murti, the main deity, will come out to give the darshan. So one, this Lord Jagannath, all other deities, you cannot go and embrace. Even we cannot go nearby the deities, we cannot even touch. But Jagannath, Baladevan, Subhadra, on the day of a chariot, everybody will go up. Everybody will go up, they will embrace the Lord, embrace the Lord. Even when they are bringing the Lord from the inside the temple to the Rath, the Lord Jagannath, sometimes he don't come. Even if you lift the thousands of people, you cannot lift it. So this is the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he is the creator. If he wants to go out, he will go out. So sometimes he will fall on the ground. So what the people will do, the pujaris, the devotees, they will take a stick, and then they will beat Lord Jagannath. Hey, come, you come. So in this way, they will beat it. The love between the Lord and the devotee is so nice, so nice. They will beat it. If he is not coming, then Jagannath will move, then he will fall. Even that the deity is so huge, the thousands and thousands of people, they bring this Jagannath deity. So the Lord Jagannath, if he wanted to, he will move. Sometime Rath, Gundicha, from the main temple to Gundicha, maybe it is only one kilometer to two kilometer maximum it is there. And the thousands of people, the millions of people will pull the Rath, but it will not move. If the Lord wanted to move, he will move it. Even if you millions of people come and pull the Rath, and it will not move. So this is a great surprise. This is a great surprise, because the Supreme Lord, he proved that, you know, I am existing, I am living in this world, I am the creator, I am the Supreme Lord. So in this way, out of his own sweet will, he moves actually. So that's why Srila Prabhupada, even when Srila Prabhupada was in a 5-6 years small, and he told to his father, Gaur Mohan Dev, my father, you please make a rath for me. So the father of Srila Prabhupada, he arranged a rath for Srila Prabhupada when he was in a very small boy, 5-6 years, and he conducted Rathayatra also. So Srila Prabhupada know the glories of Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, and he arrange, if you go and see, before this Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Rathyatra, it was happening only in Jagannath Puri in Orisha. But now if you go all over the world, that in ISKCON temple, you will see, they will, even America, Japan, Australia, in the on the road, everywhere they will contact Jagannath Rathyatra, because whoever see the form of Lord Jagannath, they will get liberated. They will become most auspicious. So Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, and he don't expect anything. They don't expect anything. You simply offer the food to the Lord, and then Lord will become very, very happy. So in this way, very, very wonderful the Jagannath pastime, and very, very glorious one who hear the pastime with a faith, they will get the mercy of the Supreme Lord, then they will get liberated. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govind Das, Jagat Guru Shila Prabhupada Ki, Jai Hari Om Tat Sat.